This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. Sayyidina wa habibina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Honorable Imam of the Masjid Mawlana Nazim. All our beloved elders, our mothers, fathers, sisters and brothers, and honorable youth, I greet you all with the universal greetings of love and peace and mercy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran so much for hosting us here tonight in such a beautiful and a warm and hospitable way. MashaAllah, may Allah reward you in abundance. As you know that we are here to remind you about a very important issue for the Muslim Ummah. We know there's a lot of issues. Muslims are being killed in Myanmar, Burma, in Afghanistan, in Syria. But the main issue of the Muslim Ummah is Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine. And the reason why Masjid al-Aqsa is the main issue, because Masjid al-Aqsa, Allah mentioned Masjid al-Aqsa in the Quran. We've just heard now Allah says, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى. Glory be to Allah, who has taken Rasulullah alayhi wasalam from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. But at the same time, the Zionists and the Israelis are saying there was not originally a Masjid al-Aqsa. It is their place, Mount Temple. And they want to throw down Masjid al-Aqsa. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. So how can the Muslims be silent? Are you going to believe what the Western media are saying and what the Zionists are saying? Or is it compulsory for you to believe what Allah is saying? And we know the answer. So Masjid al-Aqsa is part of our belief. Masjid al-Aqsa is the first Qibla of the Muslim Ummah. Masjid al-Aqsa is the first Qibla of the Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So do you know what's the meaning of the first Qibla? So the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to connect with Allah in Salah. And the Sahaba, that like we've just made Salah, we know how we try to be humble ourselves in the Salah, we connect with Allah and Iman. That is exactly what Rasulullah had to do alayhi salatu wasalam and the Sahaba when they connected, when they made Salah, they had to make Salah in the direction of Masjid al-Aqsa. That is how important Masjid al-Aqsa. Maybe the Muslim world hasn't realized yet how dear Masjid al-Aqsa is to Allah. We know how dear Masjid al-Haram in Makkah is to Allah. And we know, and the Muslims know, how Masjid al-Nabawi, the Masjid of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, is close to Allah and dear to Allah. But maybe we didn't realize yet how Masjid al-Aqsa is dear to Allah, how much it's loved by Allah, how much important is to Allah. So much so that Allah has decided and Allah has decreed that the greatest gathering that ever happened, ever, 124,000 Anbiya, where were they gathered? In Masjid al-Aqsa, the only place. So Allah has decreed that happening happens in Masjid al-Aqsa. So inshallah, one day when you go to Masjid al-Aqsa, wherever you're going to make sujood, you can rest assured that one of the Anbiya made sujood at that place. Allahu Akbar. So make your niyyah to go to Masjid al-Aqsa. That is the place where Allah has decided. Not only did the Anbiya meet, they made salah together in Masjid al-Aqsa. And who led the salah? The Imam al-Anbiya. Who's the Imam al-Anbiya? Our beloved Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Now many of the ulama, they interpret this gathering to be, the meaning of it is that the Anbiya has given the responsibility of Masjid al-Aqsa over to our beloved Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam and to the Ummah of the Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So that is the truth. Masjid al-Aqsa is our responsibility. I was last year in a conference in Malaysia. There were three imams of Masjid al-Aqsa at the conference. And they appealed to the ulama. There's an international Muslim scholars association that covers all the ulama right around the world. They requested from the ulama to change the fatwa. There's a long-standing fatwa that Muslims shouldn't go to Masjid al-Aqsa because it's controlled by the Israelis. Huh? It might have been good at that time, more than 100 years ago. But they say it doesn't benefit us. It benefits the Israelis more if the Muslims don't come to Masjid al-Aqsa. Alhamdulillah, we as Muslims of South Africa, we go. Alhamdulillah. But the majority Muslims of the world, they don't go. So we, all of us, we must start to go on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, Twitter, WhatsApp. We must send messages to the world. Muslims from now onwards must go to Masjid al-Aqsa. Inshallah, we know Mawlana Nazim is a good leader. Tonight we want to say to Mawlana Nazim, Mawlana Nazim must put together a group of musallis from this masjid that's going to visit Masjid al-Aqsa soon, inshallah. That is dua. And that's an intention, and Allah will accept, inshallah. Wallahi, Jamaat Muslimin, the feeling in Masjid al-Aqsa, Allahu Akbar. Make also niyyah. Next Ramadan, you go make itikaf in Masjid al-Aqsa. This year, we had about more than 3,000 Muslims from South Africa, if not more, that made itikaf in Masjid al-Aqsa, Allahu Akbar. That is one of my greatest wishes, that one day I must go to Masjid al-Aqsa. Currently, I'm blacklisted. Why am I blacklisted? Because I always speak against Israel and the Zionists, so they blacklist my name. I can't enter. But inshallah, one day I will get there, inshallah. We will go to a free Masjid al-Aqsa. Masjid al-Aqsa will be liberated. That is a promise from Allah. Allah has just given us the honor that we can also play a role in the liberation of Masjid al-Aqsa. So what do we do? We must keep the issue of Masjid al-Aqsa alive. Don't stop talking about Palestine and Masjid al-Aqsa. There's a picture of the whole haram of Masjid al-Aqsa. So Masjid al-Aqsa is not only that gold rock, that dome of the rock. That is a whole haram of Masjid al-Aqsa. Alhamdulillah. So Dr. Abdullah Ma'aruf from Palestine, he said, all of us must have that picture in our dining room. And we must tell our children and our grandchildren that Masjid al-Aqsa is the first qibla, our first qibla. And that Masjid al-Aqsa is our responsibility. And he says the next Eid, when you say Mubarak to your brother or your sister or your family or your friend, then you say to him, Eid Mubarak, and may Allah grant that your next Eid will be in Masjid al-Aqsa. Amen. So what Muslimin, the Muslims must wake up now. We must unite. If there's one issue that's going to unite the Ummah of the Nabi Muhammad is the issue of Masjid al-Aqsa. We must not forget our differences. When I was still a student in Medina to Munawwara, my most favorite teacher, Dr. Ali Ramadan from Egypt, may Allah grant him Jannah to Firdaus. I don't know if you noticed, I only wear white socks. And that is because of that teacher. He was my most favorite teacher, my most beloved teacher. He was a man of so humble, beautiful character. But one day he came into the class, and as you know, our students are. Students, when teachers are changing classes, everybody make a noise. So then our teachers come, and the teacher will say, Idris, sit, uskut, keep quiet. Not Dr. Ali Ramadan. He will just come in the class, and will stand like this. And when we notice he's there, then everybody's silent. But that particular day, he stood still for about 7 minutes. And that's long. And we thought, why is Sheikh standing so long? And he started, he said, in 300 years' time, our children are going to read the history of the Muslim Ummah. And they're going to find out that there was a handful of Israelis controlling the first Qibla of the Muslim Ummah. And the Muslims were 2 billion. And they were only a handful. And they couldn't scratch their heads and say, no, what has happened? How is that possible? And they will make research and research. And then they will get to the conclusion and their findings. And the findings will be that the Muslims were arguing and fighting over minor issues. Minor issues. Huh? One of the minor issues is that we don't need to fight over. Must you keep labarang with the sighting of the moon or with Makkah? If a person keep labarang eid with Makkah, alhamdulillah, he's still my brother. He's not a kafir. He didn't get out of the way of Islam, of the religion of Islam, or when he keeps eid with the sighting of the moon. Why do we fight over it? That is what he referred to. We were fighting with one another over minor issues, and they forgot about the major issue. Masjid al-Aqsa. Allahu Akbar. So inshallah, this is now the time for the Muslims to unite their hearts and to forget the differences and to create love amongst the Muslim ummah. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, لَن تَدْخُلُ جَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَن تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. You will never enter Jannah unless you've got true iman. And you won't reach that true iman unless you love one another for the sake of Allah. أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمْ مُتَحَابَبْتُمْ. Shouldn't I guide you? How can you get that love amongst yourselves? قَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ. The Sahaba said, please tell us, Ya Rasulullah. The Nabi Muhammad said, أَفْشُ السَّلَامُ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread the salam. Spread the peace. Every person you meet, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So may Allah increase our love for one another. I was now in Mecca in Ramadan, and I haven't seen so many people in Mecca and Medina for as long as I live. And I was a lot of times in Mecca and Medina. Mecca was full. And I said to myself, just imagine these amount of Muslims go to Masjid al-Aqsa. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Please make dua. And as I've said earlier, each one of us must play a role. We must send the messages to people all over the world. Make your niyyah to go to Masjid al-Aqsa. Maymuna asked Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Rasulullah, tell us more about Baytul Maqdis. That is the other name for Al-Quds, Baytul Maqdis. So the Nabi Muhammad said, Ardul Mahshar wa Ardul Manshar. That place where Masjid al-Aqsa is, where Al-Quds is, Jerusalem, is a place where Allah is going to gather everybody on the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. What an amazing place. Huh? And the Muslims are asleep. The Muslims are allowing the Zionists and the Israelis to do whatever they want to do. Can you imagine? All over the years, but let us just exist Ramadan. Imagine people come in this masjid and they shoot guns. Huh? Did you see how they shoot guns in Masjid al-Aqsa? They tied up the musallis. That great place, and the Muslims are silent. We can't be silent anymore. And then the Nabi Muhammad said, and it is also the place from where you go to Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, Jamaat Muslim, please make a niyyah to go. And then the Nabi Muhammad said, so go to Masjid al-Aqsa. The Nabi Muhammad said all to us, go to Masjid al-Aqsa and make salah in Masjid al-Aqsa. So I'm saying now for the second or the third time to everybody and to the whole of South Africa, make a niyyah to go to Masjid al-Aqsa. Take your children, take your grandchildren, take your family, and make salah. Nabi Muhammad said, and go make salah in Masjid al-Aqsa. So Maymuna asked, Ya Rasulullah, if for whatever reason I can't go, what can I do? So the Nabi Muhammad said, send burning oil so that it can be light in Masjid al-Aqsa. Allahu Akbar. Look at the words of Rasulullah. So we must, that the meaning is, we must be there to support Masjid al-Aqsa. We must be there to support Masjid al-Aqsa. We can't allow anymore for the Yahud, for the Israelis and the Zionists to do what they've done over the years. And don't expect the United Nations to do anything. Unite, the word is UN. The U stands for united, and the N stands for nothing. United, nothing. When it comes to Palestine, when it comes to Masjid al-Aqsa, they do nothing. They and all the European countries and American countries in the West, they are hypocrites. When Russia entered Ukraine now, everybody stood up. And they want to draw sanctions against Russia. The Israelis are doing it for more than 60, for 75 years. Nothing is coming. But it's okay. We don't want them to do anything. It is our responsibility. It is the responsibility of each and every Muslim to stand up. I must remind you, my dear ones, and I must remind the rest of South Africa. The meaning of Masjid al-Aqsa is our responsibility. The meaning of that is, Allah is going to question us the day of Qiyamah. What did you do for Masjid al-Aqsa? You lived at a time when Masjid al-Aqsa was under siege. Under the dirty hands of the Israelis. What did you do? Just last week or 2 weeks ago, I almost cried when somebody reminded me, Salah al-Din al-Ayyubi. Salah al-Din al-Ayyubi. Who liberated Masjid al-Aqsa. But before that, they asked him, Salah al-Din, why don't we ever, we don't ever see you smiling. Leave alone laughing. You don't even ever smile. You're just serious. Look at the answer. He said, how can I smile? And Masjid al-Aqsa is under the dirty hands of the Crusades. Under the dirty hands of the Crusades. You know? I'm a lover of sports. And I'm a lover of rugby. But if there's a one rugby team that I dislike, is the Crusaders. Not because of their rugby. Not because of their rugby. Because of the way before the rugby team comes on the field, they come with the horses and with a cross in front. The exact way how they entered Baitul Maqdis and they killed and slaughtered thousands of Muslims. So much so, they say, the history tells us that the blood was at the level of the knees of the horses. Blood of the Muslims. Huh? How can I smile, says Salah al-Din al-Ayyubi? And Masjid al-Aqsa, Masjid al-Aqsa, the first Qibla, the house of Allah. And maybe sometimes we think the name is Masjid al-Aqsa, we forget it is a house of Allah. It's not the house of the Palestinians. It's not the house of anybody. It's a house of Allah. And a house of Allah that is so dear to Allah. And that is why Allah will love us. And Allah will raise our ranks in this world and in the Akhirah if we commit ourselves to Masjid al-Aqsa. And I'm going to conclude with that point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to love us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to raise our ranks in this world and in the Akhirah, if we are going to commit ourselves to that masjid, that first Qibla, that Allah has made the first Qibla, and that masjid that Allah has gathered all the Anbiya of Allah, and then that masjid from where Allah has taken our beloved Nabi Muhammad for the Mi'raj. And another important point is that when Rasulullah came back from the Mi'raj, the Nabi Muhammad didn't go back with the Burak and Jibreel straight to Makkah. No, the Nabi Muhammad came to Masjid al-Aqsa again. And then from Masjid al-Aqsa back to Makkah. So Jazakumullah khairan for listening to us. May Allah grant us all one day that we will be able to salah in Masjid al-Aqsa. And we say all again to all South Africans, please commit yourself to Masjid al-Aqsa. Masjid al-Aqsa is in need of you. Sheikh Raed Salah came here about 10 years ago. And he came with the slogan, Masjid al-Aqsa is in danger. Masjid al-Aqsa is in danger. So please don't forget. And one of the things that he added, he said, the time for sleep is over. The time for sleep is over for the Muslim. All of us, we must stand up for Masjid al-Aqsa. So once again, shukran for all of you. Shukran for Hilal TV for being here tonight because of the importance of Masjid al-Aqsa. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite our hearts and to give and that all of us will give our full support to Masjid al-Aqsa, inshallah, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.